the book of Genesis, which you have already heard in your reading. Genesis chapter 19, and I'll pick up at verse 17. Genesis 19, starting at verse 17. And there you will find these words. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, "Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed." And Lot said unto them, "O, not so, my lord. Behold, now thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. Behold, now this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live." And he said unto him, "See, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for the which thou hast spoken. Hast thee escaped thither? For I cannot do anything till thou be come thither." In other words, till I leave. Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground, which means everything. 26th and final verse. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. I would like to speak to you for a brief moment on the topic, the danger of looking back. I am led to believe that many of us here today, including myself, have either said or thought this very thing. When I look back over my life and see where the Lord has brought me from, I have got to give him praise. For I realize that he didn't have to do it, but he did. And as a matter of fact, if it had not been for God, who showed up in the midst of our situation and our circumstances, many of us may not be here right now. Not to mention the mess that we found ourselves in, that we caused ourselves. Is that anybody's testimony this morning? And it is a very good thing to remind yourself what the Lord has done for you, to see just how good he has been. However, I have come to give you a word of warning. There is danger in looking back. For we, the people of God, must be very careful when we start looking back into our past, that we don't get so caught up that we start reliving our past. Are you going to pray with me this morning? For if God delivers you from something, or if he brings you out of something, it should no longer be a part of your present, but it should become a part of your past. And you must develop a mindset not to look back on it and move to the greater things that God has planned for you, forgetting those things that are behind. For I believe it was Paul who said in Philippians 3:3, "Brethren, I count not myself to be apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." And he even takes it a step further in the next verse. "For I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." In other words, if I am going to prosper, if I am going to get the things that God has for me, the very blessings that he has for my life, I have got to let those things that are already behind me go. Am I talking to anybody this morning? Those very things that brought or caused trouble in your life or brought you headaches. Who am I talking to? Those past addictions, those past bad habits, those past relationships, you and your boo, those past grudges that you are still holding on to. Those very past storms in life that you had to endure that caused yourself, for whatever it was or still is, that has you, that caused you to go through. You need to let it go. But not only let it go, leave it behind. Because if you don't, I'm here to tell you, you are walking on dangerous ground. Danger, which is defined as the possibility of suffering, harm or injury, hazard, risk, jeopardy, threat or fear. For it is a word of warning. And from the moment you even hear the word, it should send a signal to your mind that you need to approach with caution. To perceive it in caution is what you must do. But don't you know that the enemy loves it when he finds that a few of God's people are drifting back in their mind on the very things that he knows had almost took them out. And that is something you must be delivered from. That includes people also. I need to put a period right here. Don't you know that there are some people that you are going to have to be delivered from to get to where God wants you to be? Those very people who you used to hang out with, but yet they are still doing the same thing. You can't keep going around those people. Not because you are better than they are, but you can no longer afford to be in the midst of that mess. For if you do, you may just very well find yourself right back where you started from. Can I talk about this thing for just a moment? Those people that are in your relationships, your boo, that one who don't know when to come home, that one who might hit on you from time to time and say, I'm sorry, I won't do that no more. That one who may have a sugar mama or sugar daddy on the side. But you, because you are so caught up in your boo, you put up with that mess. Well, I'm here to tell you, you need to pray to God to ask him to deliver you from boo. And last but not least, church folk. It's a sad thing to say, but you're going to have to be delivered from some church folk. Those church folk who shout and say hallelujah, glory to God, but when you pass by them, they can't even speak to you. We might well keep this thing real, church. The very ones who think that they are the only ones who are blessed and highly favored. Can I talk about it? The very ones who say that they love the Lord, but do not even love their enemy. I'm going to have to leave that alone because I'm going to have to preach that another time on another day. For we're talking about the devil right now. For he is a sneaky and dirty fighter. And you have got to be able to recognize him. For he is always somewhere in the midst, patiently waiting on the moment when he can pounce on you. And if you are not careful, he would take the very thing that God has delivered you from in your past and try to make them look enticing. Where he can get you to think that it might not be so bad to go back to a few things that I used to do. I'm here to tell you, don't do that. For you are walking on dangerous grounds. For he knows everything in your past and every stronghold that you was under. And he realized that if he can get you to go back to that place, he got you. And he has strong intentions to destroy you. And you have come too far to let anybody or anything, especially the devil, cause you to go back to your past. For as I said, to do so would be fatal. Don't you know that it was not by coincidence that the Lord brought you out? But it was by divine purpose. For God has something special planned just for you. For you are the very one that God is going to use to bring somebody who's walking in darkness into the marvelous light. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's going to use the unlikely, the unthinkable, the one who everybody said would never be nothing or amount to anything. The one where statistics say you should already be dead. But God, the very one who is going to use you to show them, those that knew your past, those who knew your struggle, those that knew where you were headed, but see where you are right now. Who am I talking to in here? And God is going to use you to show them just how powerful he is. God, the one who can do anything but fail. But I'm here to tell those of you that the ones who God is going to use, it is crucial. You, the chosen one, you must stay focused and determined to keep pressing. And never look back. Tell somebody, don't look back. For to look back, it can be a dangerous thing. Just like it was for Lot's wife here in our text, where the Bible says that there were two angels who came to Sodom, and Lot was sitting at the gate. And Lot saw them, and the Bible says that he went and met them. And scripture tells us that when he got to them, he bowed before them. And he told them that they were welcome to stay in his house all night long. And they could wash their feet, which was custom back in those days. And they could rise up early in the morning and be on their way. But the angels said no to his offer. But they said they would stay in the streets all night long. But Lot, being the hospitable person that he is, he insisted that they stay. And the Bible says that they agreed and they came into Lot's house and he fed them. And we find in our text that before the men could even lay their heads down to rest, Sodom had surrounded the house, young and old, for they were corrupt and wicked people who came from all areas of the land with the intentions of violating these two men because of their lustful spirits. And now Lot finds himself in an unexpected situation. Can I talk about this thing, y'all? And the Bible says that these perverse people started shouting out to Lot, commanding him that he bring these two angels out of the house. And Lot went outside alone, and he said unto them, I pray, brethren, do not wickedly. In other words, don't do this. And Lot tells them that he has two daughters. He's trying to bargain, y'all, to save these two men who were single, and that he would bring his daughters out to them, that they could do whatever they wanted to that makes them happy, but do these men no harm. But they told Lot, when people got their mind made up, it's wicked, they're not going to change it. They told Lot to stand back. And the Bible says that as the people were approaching to break down the door, the two men reached out and pulled Lot back into the house. Now, there Lot is. His life is in danger. And he finds that he is in a bad situation. But watch how God delivers his people out of the worst trouble. I'm beginning to feel something, y'all. And scripture says that the two angels smote the men at the door with blindness. Small, that's the power of God. Small and great, that they could not even find the door. For how many of you know that God always shows up when you need him the most? And not only does he show up, but he shows out. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? And they tell Lot to get all of his family and everything that he has and leave the city of Sodom. For they were going to destroy the city because of the people's wickedness. Don't you know that when you find yourself faced with certain situations, circumstances, and the mere obstacles of life, God will always give you a way of an escape. But it is up to you whether you choose to take it or not. Am I right about it? And the Bible tells us that when morning came, the angels hurried Lot, saying, "Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters and leave this place, or you too will be consumed in the iniquity of the city." And it came to pass that when the angels brought Lot and his family over a large part of the city, he said unto them, "Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all of the plain." In other words, don't be caught nowhere near this place. Don't you know that when God delivers you from a certain place, that it would be in your best interest to stay away from it? For to go back would be deadly. Can I preach this thing like I feel it? And it came to pass that after Lot and his family left the city, the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew the cities and all the plain and all of the inhabitants of the city and that which grew upon the ground. He's talking about he got rid of everything. And the Bible says, y'all stay with me now because I'm getting ready to take my seat. And the Bible says that Lot's wife, although she had been warned with the others not to look back, she still chose to do so. And the Bible says that she became a pillar of salt. For looking back cost her life. For why would you want to look back into a past that was full of nothing but evil and corruption, knowing that to do so would be fatal? And as I get ready to take my seat, I just stop by to tell somebody that there is danger in looking back. For if the Lord delivered you from something, don't you dare look back. If the Lord brought you out of what had you bound, don't you dare look back. If the Lord had delivered you from drugs, Don't you dare look back. If the Lord had delivered you from fornication and adultery, don't you dare look back. If the Lord has delivered you from scandalizing the name of your neighbor, don't you dare look back. If the Lord, oh Lord Jesus, has delivered you from gossiping, don't you dare look back. For there is danger, danger,
danger in looking back. For you gotta keep on pressing. You gotta keep on pushing. You gotta keep on trusting in the Lord. Because God will use you to bless somebody else. I say God will use you. The unlikely, the unthinkable, the very one that they counted out to show his power and to show his glory. Do you believe it? I say, do you believe it? Somebody say yeah. Say yes. Yeah, yeah. Oh, Lord, I really got to take my seat, but I can't help myself because I feel all right now. For every time I think of the goodness of Jesus, and oh, that he's done for me, I got to give him praise, praising him for who he is, praising him for what he's done, praising him for bringing me out. Praising him for doing the best thing he could ever do for me. Is that anybody's testimony? Somebody say yeah. Say yes. Say yeah. Ain't he all right? Ain't God all right? I say, ain't he all right? Ain't God all right? I gotta go now, but I'm gonna leave with one more thing. The next time that old devil try to make you look back, I want you to tell him, I've been through too much. I've come too far. I got too much at stake to turn back now. Will you do it? I say, will you do it? You got to keep on pressing. You got to keep on praying. You got to keep on trusting. You got to keep on believing the Lord. You got to press toward your destiny. Will you do it? I say, will you do it? Somebody say, yeah. 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 I really need to sit down, y'all, but I don't preach myself happy. Is there anybody in the house this morning that want to tell the Lord thank you? Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Oh, Lord, I feel you now moving inside of me. Move now, God, in this place and touch your people that they might feel your presence. Can you feel him? I say, can you feel him? And go ahead and praise him. Go ahead and praise him. Y'all ain't praising him. Go ahead and praise him. He's been good to me. Better than I've been to myself. Ain't he all right? Ain't God all right? I say, ain't he all right? Ain't God all right? Yeah. 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 There's danger in looking back. Why don't you give God praise in this place? Go ahead and praise him, man. I mean, go ahead and praise him. The danger of looking back. For I truly hope somebody leave here this morning with a made up mind. I will no longer look back in my past. For that part of my life is over now. But I'm going to move forward to the better things and greater things that God has just for me. The past is over, church. Don't get me wrong. It's okay to know where God has brought you from. But you can't keep reminiscing on it. Because you very well might find yourself drifting. And drifting is a dangerous thing. For there may be one this morning who don't know God to be their personal Savior. But you want to get to know Him. We extend an invitation to you now to come to this altar. And say, Lord, I am tired of living how I've been living. And I want to dedicate my life to you. If you are feeling that in your heart, will you come? Will there be one? For there might be one who got caught up into looking back in their past. You found yourself right back where you started. Well, I'm here to tell you, God has already forgiven you. Now all you need to do is come to this altar and say, Lord, I rededicate my life to you. If that's you, will you come? There's no need to be ashamed, because every one of us had to make this same walk at some point in our life. Will there be one? Don't let this opportunity pass you by.